My Father, which gives them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them. Neither can anyone pluck them from my Father's hand. And in Romans chapter 8, in verse 38, verse 35 says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who shall separate us? And gives us a lot of things. And then in verse 38, I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. It brings out the thought that he covers everything that one can think about in these verses, and none of these things can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus.
Amy, go ahead.
Amy?
Yeah. You're just going to quote some scriptures?
I'm correct. In 2 Peter chapter 1, and verses 3 and 4, those are some good verses to look at. It says, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So God has given us the enablement not to be like dogs who turn into his vomit, but given us things that pertain to life and godliness so that we might be able to overcome these things in the world.